Hiya, so is that Robert?
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's Francesca from INS Law calling. You previously had a phone with my colleague. Unfortunately, he's unavailable, so he's asked me to call. Is that okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, perfect. So before we begin, I just need to get some details for data protection purposes. So would I be able to get your full name, please?
Robert McNaught.
Yeah. And have you been known by any prior name, so before, during care?
No.
No? Fab. And your current address?
It's 72 Downhill Street. 42, sorry.
Sorry?
42 Downhill Street.
And your postcode?
It's G31. No, GC2, sorry.
Yeah.
ART.
Perfect. And your date of birth?
10/3/74.
Second. So just so you know as well, so all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes. And regarding contacting you, so it's usually via telephone, email and text message. Are those all okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. And are you happy for us to contact you via WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. And the email I have on file for you is robertmcn19011@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, perfect. So I understand that discussing experiences connected to this application can be difficult and upsetting. So just to say to take your time during the call, and if you need a break at any point, if you prefer to continue at another time, just let me know, okay? Do you suffer from any communication difficulties or any vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
Yeah, I don't talk there on the phone.
Okay, that's okay. Just take your time, okay? And if you need a break or you want to continue another time, just let me know.
Okay.
So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the redress scheme to you, I'll explain your options, explain how INS Law operates, discuss funding and fees, and then gather some information then to assess whether and how we can assist you. Is that all okay?
Yeah,
fine. Yep. So the Scottish redress scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse and care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you understand all of your available options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you're entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So these solicitors, they're paid directly by the government for assisting you with your application. So they can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you, regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application. So INS Law doesn't operate under that scheme, so we don't claim any government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, so we're not paid by the government for assisting you. So at this stage as well, would I just be able to confirm whether you've had any communication or instructed any other solicitors to act for you in relation to an application to the scheme at all?
No.
No? No problem.
Does that mean that I would need to pay you?
Our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. And then if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee.
Yeah,
so there's total fee. So there's a total fee that's capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your payments. You'll never pay more than that agreed cap.
Right.
So it's important to let me make clear, so we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of reward the scheme may award you. So the scheme operates on a discretionary basis. So I'll explain that in greater detail during the call as well. But just to confirm, have you understood everything so far? Do you have any questions at all for me?
No, that's fine.
No, fab. So if you decide to instruct us, so what we assist with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the scheme, and then we gather and review all the evidence. We prepare and submit the final application, and then we do all the corresponding with the scheme. We can advise you on any offer made, and we can assist with any reconsideration or review processes in the scheme as well, say if you're unhappy with the outcome or anything like that. And then with the statutory waiver warning as well, so if a redress offer is made, we'll fully explain the waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. And it is important, so it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters, so if you were to accept the offer. So you're not expected to accept it without fully understanding the consequences.
Great.
So you also, if you decide to proceed, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement with us. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose as well, you can authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation might still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Say that again, please. So
you have a 14-day cancellation period, but you can also authorise us to like start working on your application while those rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah, perfect.
And just so we're able to formally act on your behalf as well, we'll require proof of your identity for verification purposes, so to comply with the anti-money laundering regulations. So we'd need a copy of photographic ID and then proof of address. So that's dated within 3 months of today's date. So do you have any photographic ID?
Yeah, perfect.
And then with the letter then, as long as it's been sent to you within the last 3 months, that's absolutely fine, as long as the date's in the image. So just a couple more questions and then we'll go on to the care settings. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So have you received any relevant payments before? So any criminal injuries compensation, court settlements, advanced payment scheme payments, anything like that?
No.
And do you have any criminal convictions at all for anything relating to violent or sexual offences?
No.
And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
No, not yet.
No problem. And regarding your application as well, you're able to nominate a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you, we'd then get in touch with them. Would you like to add one?
Yeah, my wife.
Yeah, would I be able to take her full name, please?
Catherine McNutt.
And is that with a K or a C?
Yeah.
Okay. And date of birth?
9/12/76.
And do you have an email address or a contact number for her?
I'll pass you up my wife. She'll tell you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Kathleen, K-A-T.
Yeah.
H-L-E-W-E-N.
Yeah.
G-R-I.
G.
G. No, G for Charlie.
C-R-I.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
D for Charlie.
Yeah.
K.
Yeah.
E-double-T.
Yeah.
@gmail.com.
So you got KathleenCricket@gmail.com with a double T, yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Oh. And is the address the same?
Yes.
Yeah, fab. And would I be able to take the name or the names of your parents, if you can recall them?
Patricia McNaught.
Yeah.
And Robert McNaught.
And are you registered with the GP at the moment? And if so, would I be able to take the name of the practice?
It's Trail Street Medical Practice.
Would you be able to spell the name of the street for me, sorry?
C for Charlie.
Yeah.
R-A-I-L.
Yeah.
Then Street.
Perfect. It's Medical Street. Practice, yeah.
Medical practice, yeah.
So, thank you very much. And do you happen to recall the address that you were in prior to being placed into care?
I don't remember the address, but it was Fairfield Children's Home.
That's it, the before you were in care, sorry.
Well, my address before I was in care? No, I can't remember.
No. Do you remember what area it was at all, the council or anything like that?
It was Easter House.
No, so the, not the care address, oh sorry, no, that's my mistake. The Easter House, yeah?
Yeah, it was Common Head. I remember the scheme, Common Head and Easter House.
So is that where you were with your parents?
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on to the care settings now. So would you be able to let me know the names of the care settings you were in with the year that you were there, if you can recall?
It was Fairfield Children's Home.
Was that...
Fairfield. Yeah, children's home. It was up at Hags Road, I think it was. And the year was 1989. Yeah, I'm sure it was.
And do you recall how long you were there for?
I was only there for a year. Maybe more than that.
Yeah, that's okay. As long as we got the approximate dates, that's okay.
See, before we get into that, see how the abuse, what kind of abuse, I wasn't sexually abused in the home, I was mentally abused.
So mental, psychological, emotional, neglect, anything like that counts.
That's fine then.
Yeah. And was there any other care settings, or was it that one?
I can't remember the first one. I was only in one for a weekend before that, before you transferred me to that one, but I can't remember the name of it.
That's okay. So did you suffer any form of abuse in that one?
No.
That's okay then.
One weekend.
Okay. So regarding your time in Fairfield, so would you be able to let me know, so why you were first placed there? Were you by yourself or with any siblings?
No.
And what was the reason?
Well, my mum and dad said I was out of control.
Okay.
And I was neglected in the house. My dad was an alcoholic, my mum was a gambler. Okay. And I was troubled.
They said you were out of control, but it wasn't that, it was that you were neglected by them.
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to believe, I mean.
Okay, so regarding your time in Fairfield, so what would you say that anything you experienced?
I got a slap, a teacher slapped me. Because I went to get my bed, I get slapped in the face, I get locked in the room, I get shouted at, I get physically, no physically, mentally abused.
Yeah.
So
when you would get slapped, was that just the once, or was it like a thing if you didn't want to do something you were told?
I get slapped.
Yeah. And when you say with the mental abuse, so what did you...
It was stuff like I was negus, I was hopeless, I was stupid, stuff like that. I get locked in my room. I was going to let out to get something. Sometimes when I had visitation rights, my parents, they would cancel visitation rights, or they were going to go and see my parents.
So you constantly just be like degrading comments.
They would stop me getting visits from my parents and visit my parents.
And was that a permanent thing that they did, or would they kind of go in and out of it?
Sorry, say that again?
With the visitations, so was it just one day they decided no more, or did they kind of go in and out and decide?
In and out. It's like,
yeah.
One week, if I didn't behave, or if I done something wrong, they would spoke visitations, or spoke me for going to see my parents.
And how would you feel like you felt while you were there?
I felt degraded. I felt embarrassed. I felt ashamed. I was only a young child at the time. I mean, I just felt like, honestly, I felt like I wanted to die.
Yeah.
I didn't have the strength to live, basically. And I have tried to commit suicide a couple of times, but after that.
Yeah. So your day-to-day life was just filled with these comments?
Yeah, it was just comments, abuse. It was like, I don't know, you're stupid, you're daft, like, you're not going to amount to anything in life, you're this and you're that.
And then what was the reason then that you were removed from there?
The reason I was moved, I don't think they could handle me anymore. They just sent me home.
Okay.
My dad stopped drinking. I remember that. My dad stopped drinking, so that's part of the reason why I got sent home, you know?
Yeah.
For a year.
Okay, so regarding your time there now, so I've written up a statement for you. So further down the line, if you're happy to proceed with us, we'll be in touch to book in a witness statement with yourself. So it'll be similar to this, but just with more focused questions regarding the before, the during, and the effect after and everything like that. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, perfect. So the next step now is to decide which type of application to pursue for you. So there's two types that can be pursued under the redress scheme. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you suffered. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and what you've shared with me today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed one for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So the next steps now would be for me to send over the contracts for you to sign. So you're under no pressure obligation to proceed, but if you'd like, I can send them over whilst I'm on the phone with you, just if you have any questions or need any assistance signing. Yeah, so I'll send those over now to you. So it'll include a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and then a letter of authority. So that's all the information that I've shared with you today, plus then the letter of authority for us to be able to access records on your behalf. And then I'll have a part one and a part two, which will be everything you shared with myself. So they should arrive to you now via email and text message.
Right, I've got an email saying reference number is 101249.
Yeah, perfect. So on that email then, it'll should say then, click the link below to sign your document.
There'll be a link they're going to. There's a few links. Just press on to that.
Yeah, so it should like be kind of close to the top of the email.
Submit signature.
Yeah, that one there. So the first couple of pages then is the client care letter and the conditional fee agreement, all the information about us. And then on the bottom of the screen then there should be like a yellow box that says seals required. And if you click on that, it'll take you to the pages that need a signature.
Right. Yeah. I click on the yellow box?
Yeah, click on the yellow box and it'll take you to the page then, and then there should be like a tap to sign box in there.
So just write my signature in it?
Yeah, so you can write it or you can type it, whatever's easiest. But don't worry if the drawing it is messy.
I'll type it.
Yeah. And then there should be four of them then that you have to do that for. So if you keep clicking the yellow box, it'll take you to all of the pages that need it.
wrong thing then, just that.
Yeah, so then once you've done all those four, then if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the contracts, you have to reach the very bottom, and then there should be then a little tick box that says, yeah, I verify my signature. And yeah, then you press submit then, and then they should then pull through to me.
That's fine. Yeah. That's it all then. So with the days, she's come up, verify.
Yeah, so it's just double checking everything's all okay. Yeah, that's perfect. So they're all perfect. Yeah, I've got them all in now. So the only other thing now is for you to send over the proof of address and the photographic ID document. So I'll send over the email to you. So you can respond to an email or you can send them on WhatsApp, whatever's easiest for you.
Yeah,
so just so just a photo of the double page passport spread, well, just like the one with your photo on it, and then the letter then, as long as it has your name, address and the date that it was sent to you on.
Can I use passport for ID and my driving license for my best?
So just passport or ID and then a letter. Yeah, so just one of each, and then as long as it's in date, that's absolutely fine. She can send those to our WhatsApp, just photos, and then once I get those, then I'll add them to the file. But that's perfect. That's everything. So do you have any questions for me at all?
No, that's pretty good.
No.
Thank you.
So it's all due now, so I'll get your application sent over to Redress, and then once we hear back from them with an application number, I'll let you know, and then when it's moved over to the evidence team, and we'll keep you updated as much as possible. But if you have any questions in the meantime or just want an update, you're more than welcome to call us or send us a WhatsApp or anything like that, okay?
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
That's fab. Thank you very much. Have you enjoyed the rest of your day. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.